can't breathe, or, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Patient's first name is Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, last name B-R-I-T-T, date of birth 072893, date of encounter 052924, history of present illness is present 30-year-old female, presents complaining of cough for the past 2 weeks, states that she did feel like she was sick last week, but much better. However, she has surgery coming up, and she thinks she has asthma that's flared up. She's been using the rescue inhaler, no diagnosis of asthma. And her next paragraph, medical history, diabetes. Next paragraph, surgical history, tonsils and adenoids taken out. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history. She's a current smoker. Next paragraph, physical exam. That's alert and oriented times 3, no acute distress, 30-year-old female, HEENT exam, eyes or pupils equal round reacted to light, ears noted mild erythema into the left canal, nose is thin rhinorrhea, clear, throat is mild edema and erythema, neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement, respiratory system is breath sounds are normal in all four quadrants, cardiovascular system has regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallops, abdomen is soft and non-tender, skin is without rash or lesions, extremities are full range of motion. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, discussed with patient options for antibiotic and steroid in office, as well as steroid long-term, or not long-term, a steroid dose pack. Patient agreed for her bronchitis and asthma exacerbation. Patient was discharged in stable condition with all questions answered, with a follow-up if she gets short of breath to report to the emergency room. Thank you.